Sri Lanka's navy battled a Tamil Tiger insurgent fleet early today. Its troops killed 13 separatist fighters and Air Force planes bombed a rebel supply dump. The fresh clashes come following scattered battles across northern Sri Lanka that killed 30 rebel fighters and 4 soldiers on the weekend. The Tamil Tigers have been fighting for a separate homeland for the last 25 years. However, fighting between the two sides has escalated since the government pulled out of a long-ignored ceasefire with the rebels in January. The government seized the rebel-held east earlier in the year. Jehan Pereira of the Regional Center for Strategic Studies in Colombo says that to better understand the war zone, it's important to analyze the country's east and north separately.
Over the last year, the government has successfully taken over large tracts of tiger-held territory in the east of the country. But the east was always an easier area for the government to handle because the east is multi-ethnic. And in fact, the majority of the population of the east is not Tamil, it is Sinhalese and Muslims. Also, the government had the advantage that in the east, the LTT had broken up and the breakaway faction has joined hands with the government. Now the government has been proceeding to the north, but the progress has been relatively slow, very slow, partly because the north is LTT's stronghold, the northern territories it holds, almost 100% Tamil. LTT is not divided in that part of the country, and that's the last area for the LTT. So all their forces are based there. The indications are that the government has the edge there, that they are moving slowly forward. So the question is whether the government will then be able to eliminate the LTT's command and control structure, not just capture territory, and that is an open question at this time.